team in the front, please. We're running a little late this morning. Sorry. Aren't you glad God's never late?
Yes.
He's always on time. What's that? Oh, I thought we had another problem. Opportunity, I mean.
Good morning.
Morning.
I want to ask you a question that you don't have to answer out loud. You can if you want to, but there is something nice about victory. Think about that. There's something nice about victory.
Yes.
All UK fans are smiling today because the Cats went down to Hattiesburg and came home with a one touchdown victory. But there are victories that are far more consequential than whether it be a football game or a baseball game. So I want to call the church to worship this morning with a thought about the real victory. So if you will, please stand. And the reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So let's celebrate that victory this morning.
Take me into the land.
You take me into the land.
Did we get it resolved, Roger? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Got it resolved? Okay.
Yes.
We're going to do a song from, kind of blast from the past, and it's a song right out of 1 John, Behold What Manner of Love the Father has given unto us. But we're going to do it as a round, and I was going to split the church in half, but it's not fair to these guys. So what I'm going to say is, Brenda and Joyce, go ahead.
We can handle it.
Oh.
All right.
All right. They're taking on the challenge.
Okay, they're taking on the challenge. Y'all might want to pull back a little bit. Okay. So this side here, first we'll do it together for the people who don't know. We'll do the whole song together, just so you know.
Behold what manner of love the Father hath given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father hath given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God.
Now, how many have never sung a song before? Okay, one, two. Oh, wow. This is an old 70s,
wow.
60s, 70s Jesus Movement song. Well, 1978, Maranatha Music.
So. Morning,
oh, yeah. I guess we're dating this, huh? All right, real simple chorus. So we're going to go through it twice. Behold what manner of love the Father has given us twice. And then we're going to go to the second part. They're going to come in with Behold what manner of love the Father has given us and do that twice. Okay, so I tell you what, Mona will lead one group. Or Robbie.
I'm good.
And I'll do this side.
We'll do it.
Behold what manner of love the Father hath given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father hath given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father hath given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father hath given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God.
It's a simple song, but what a truth.
Yeah, amen. Look
what
around
a
you.
Truth.
Sons of God. And if you're not this morning, we'd like to talk to you about that in some, you know, sometime today. Because it's real easy. If the Holy Spirit's doing the work, it's real easy. All right.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Not going to do the same thing I did last week, but it is well with my soul.
Amen.
It is well. Man, everything might be going wrong on the outside, maybe on the inside in the body, but with our soul, because it's in God, it is well.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows flow, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well, it is well with my soul. Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, I sin not in part, but the whole. Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul.
It is well
with
my soul,
it is well, it is well with my soul.
Here's the good part.
And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
Two crescendos there.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. We've got some real special music this morning. Joyce called me yesterday, and asked about playing some patriotic songs. And threw me a big curveball, because I think, oh, it's Labor Day weekend, and I thought, I need to call Mama, find out, is that patriotic? And Mama said, well, I don't think so. I couldn't get hold of her first time, so I called Mona. Mona said, I don't know. Called Pastor Terry, and he said he didn't know. And so I told Joyce, and look at her, dressed up, stars and stripes. Come on the piano, Joyce. So I told Joyce, I didn't want to throw people a curveball, thinking that, you know, Labor Day's patriotic. We can make it patriotic because we're, you know, a nation that works hard and has freedom to work. But I said, you know, she's in a patriotic mood, and we haven't heard from her in a while other than communion with special music. And so, did you change it on me?
I was studying my poetry last night, but I don't know very much about this.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, God said, you need to play patriotic music. I haven't even practiced. So, I called Rock, and I said, Rock, can I play tomorrow? And he said, well, I don't know. It's not patriotic time. I said, well, okay, I'll just do it another time. Well, come on and play, Joyce. So I had to go practice. I had not even practiced. So
you'll be fine.
And the Lord just kind of led me into this.
You'll be fine.
I know. I've been studying.
Thank you, Joyce. Strains of some of those great patriotic songs going through our ears reminded me how thankful we ought to be to live in a land that is affording us so much freedom and so many blessings. America is not perfect by any means, but America still holds such great hope, and folks who are afforded the freedom to worship and work and have the opportunities that we have. My heart aches. I told somebody the other day, my heart aches, I guess it was even last Sunday as we honored our young people, for growing up in a culture that is drifting so far away from the things that have made this nation what it is. And I'm afraid that we have a nucleus of people who know nothing. I don't know what to say after that. Who know nothing.
Bingo.
About history, about what really counts. And I have thought, if you don't know your history and you're bound to repeat it, how quickly will you repeat it if you're bound to destroy it? And so we live in a culture that is in just chaos and marked with stupidity and lack of thought. And so I don't say much about that very often, because you always run the risk of getting into the political arena, and that's so highly charged. But politics aside, there are foundations of truth, things that work and things that don't work, values and morals that any country or any culture has to be built upon. So may we thank God for America, and may we pray that God will bless our country, and may we pray that as believers we stand as salt and light in a culture that is increasingly tasteless and increasingly dark. So for stirring those reminders from some of our great hymns and patriotic songs, Joyce, I thank you very much. I want to mention something before I forget it. A few weeks ago at our family fun night over at the Moore, somebody left a pair of sunglasses. And I believe Paula told me those are on the back table. If you left your sunglasses over there, then please, please be sure and get those. If you look at the bulletin, you will find all the opportunities for midweek study and fellowship. But under Save the Date, there are some things that are coming up, and I think we have those in order from the furthest out to the most current that's going to be happening. Glenn Campbell's widow, Kim Campbell, will be at Centenary United Methodist Church September 28th. This is sponsored by Morning Point. Has to do, obviously, with the life of one who was a minister and caretaker for an Alzheimer's patient. An increasing disease that affects so many folks and has affected so many, even right here in our own congregation. You may find that to be a very inspirational evening, so please save the date. And then Haven Care Center, our pro-life pregnancy care center that we support, has their fundraising banquet on Monday, September 25th. Both of these events have brochures posted on the bulletin board that will reiterate this information. And then next Sunday night, over at First Baptist on the bypass, First Baptist there in Danville, they're going to be showing the movie, The Case for Christ, and then they're going to offer a six-week class beginning the 17th. All of this, the movie and the subsequent classes, are at 5 p.m. I plan, good Lord willing, to take in the movie next Sunday evening, and if some of you would like to go and ride over together, just let me know, and we will enjoy going over there and being blessed by seeing the movie. And you are more than welcome to enroll. I'm sure they would love to have you for the six-week class. Those are the announcements that we have. Elders and deacons, don't forget, next Saturday, 8 a.m. is our monthly meeting. Bible study questions. Well, what's first? Birthdays and anniversaries, whatever's next. We want a happy birthday to some folks who are going to be celebrating. Okay, well, if they're in the bulletin, we'll do it. I would have never said that. Who said that? Oh, Roger, you're not married to her, brother. Happy birthday, Karen. It's good to have you with us this morning. Her health allows her to be here. Saturday, September the 9th, Steve Bird, wish him a happy birthday. And then Friday, September the 8th, happy anniversary to Matt and Carmen Frederick. So we wish all those folks God's blessing on their special occasions. And now for our Bible study questions in 1 Peter. And we are moving along and making progress in that study, and it's been really, really inspirational. So feel free to call out your answer. Upon what are we to fully rest our hope? The grace, and especially, Peter says, the grace that will be completed when Christ comes again. But our hope is fully built on grace, according to Peter. Question number two. Christians are called to what standard of conduct? Called to holiness. God said, be holy, for I am holy. And we had a really interesting, in-depth discussion on that particular question in our Bible study, because the holiness is Christ in us when we allow Him to live out His life, because there's really nothing holy inherent in us fallen human beings. Question number three. With what are believers redeemed? The precious blood of Christ, Peter calls it. Number four, when was Christ ordained for our redemption? It was before the foundation of the world in God's eternal plan. Question number five, what was given to Christ following His resurrection? He was given glory. He was glorified at the right hand of the Father. And number six, what is described as incorruptible seed? The Word of God. So you have questions in your bulletin moving forward for this coming week in the second chapter. You're invited to join us at 6 o'clock for a potluck, 7 o'clock for Bible study, or to study on your own through the week through these questions and through this portion of Scripture. We've had announcements, birthdays, special music. Before we go to prayer time, are there some things that you all would like to share this morning, Rob?
There isn't a church family fun night on the September calendar, but we'd be more than willing to host that if there's an interest in it. It's going to be a little bit cooler. So if you're interested in maybe us doing that again, see me after church or let me know, text me or something. And if we have a pretty good interest, even a small group, we'll hold another one probably. And somewhere in the last 2 weeks of September, and in October we'll be having our fall festival, and I don't know if we're going to do it at Anderson Dean or what, but just let me know. We'd be happy to host that.
Yes, fall is virtually upon us. Emmeline?
Yes, I have a scripture.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a word from Jesus Himself for us here at Community Church in reference to our generous giving. He first used these words to tell the 12 young men who would help him spread the good news of this new way of living to his followers. And Jesus said to them, give, but I will say, as you have given, it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. For whatever measure you deal out to others, it will be dealt to you in return.
Amen. Thank you. Mona?
I just wanted to say that our women's Bible study, we will be meeting here at 1 o'clock, but we won't be doing Bible study. We're going to have just an hour or so of prayer. We're not going to visit and all that stuff. We're just going to pray. So if you're not part of that Bible study, but you'd like to come and pray, please do. We're going to do it for the next 2 weeks, and then we're going to decide what study we'll be going into.
So that group will be meeting this coming Wednesday at 1 o'clock here.
Come in this door or this door.
All right. David?
Yes, we need to keep Dave Hack lifted up. He's back sick again. The doctor's got him on a little bit more better medication, I guess, but we need to keep him lifted up. And also listen to Joyce play them songs and everything. Remind me, we don't hear enough that we have troops still in harm's way right now, protecting the freedoms that we have right now to do what we're doing right here.
Yes.
And, you know, they're all over the world. They're on the front line. They're fighting every day. And we need to keep them lifted up and pray for them.
Thank you, David. And along that same line, we'd be remiss if we didn't pray for all of our fellow citizens down in the southeastern Texas area, Houston. And someone asked me the other morning at breakfast, were we going to do anything as a church? And at this point, I think what I'm hearing is the best thing that can be done is monetary contributions. That seems to be the best. And we will make that opportunity available because there's going to be a need for a long time to come. You may be aware, and I was looking through Samaritan's Purse and some other organizations that are much more efficient with administering that. We will probably lean in that direction if you have some ideas and input, but we'll probably offer in the next week or two an opportunity to give, and then we'll send money to one of those organizations where the help can go most directly. So we had not forgotten, and we will continue to pray for those folks and actually do something. Emmeline?
Like Walmart and others that are doubling, matching your gift.
Yes.
So it can be bigger if we give outside of the church, like to the Red Cross or whatever.
Yes, we will explore those opportunities. I did see a commercial yesterday. I think as of yesterday's posting, Walmart had raised $25 million. It sounds like a lot, but you know, I think, and it is a lot, but they're estimating the devastation to possibly be $200 billion. The worst, perhaps, devastating storm in the history of this nation. So it is quite something, and we just continue to pray. So let's set aside a few moments here. Did somebody raise their hand? Oh, I'm sorry.
Kay Love is also taking a donation with an organization that they have worked with and set up that funnels funds and practical goods through, and you can go to their website too. So,
all right, just if someone wants to know more about that, they can ask Wanda and get some specifics on that. We'd like to provide as many opportunities as we could. Billy?
We still need some helpers. We may have enough teachers. I'm working on that. But we'll need maybe some helpers, and our goal is to just have everybody in preschool help one time a month. That's the goal.
Yes, if you kind of missed the context of that, for the preschool, the goal is to have a teacher a week, which would be four teachers, right? And then a helper, because sometimes those little critters down there get away, and you have to have a helper to kind of keep them in tow. So if you feel led in any way to help with those little guys, and we've been talking about that for a while, see Billy and she'll help coordinate that. Have I missed anything else that we need to share as a body this morning?
Just grateful for the Habitat fundraiser. I don't know how much you brought in, but it's just a blessing.
They haven't gotten all the money tallied, but thank all of you. I saw so many of the church family there at the Habitat dinner, and a lot of you donated and bought tickets and so forth. So thanks a bunch. We will have a final figure when they get that all done. Well, let's bow together and We've talked about numerous things today. Needs, individual, personal, nationwide. As the Lord brings something to your heart for which you'd like to give thanks or take before the throne of grace, please feel free to use this opportunity to do that, and we will join our hearts and minds in unison with your prayers. Amen. In Thee, O Lord, I put my trust. In Thee, O Lord, I put my trust. In Amen. This time we will dismiss our children to Children's Church along with those who are working with them today, as the worship team will come back and lead us in a couple more songs of worship before the message today.
I want to say again that, you know, I always say stand with me in saying, you know, if you're uncomfortable with that and it hurts you and stuff, you don't have to do that. Nobody's going to look down at you. Nobody's got rocks in their bag you're going to throw at you, okay? So, you know, just want to give you the freedom. If you're tired, you know, if you're hurting and you need to stay seated, that's fine. If you, sometimes it's bringing the sacrifice of praise for some people saying, I'm hurting, but I'm going to get up. But it's a personal decision. We respect that, okay? Stand with me as we sing.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we have, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Every trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms we'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace.
Let's go back and sing it first verse again.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. With needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, our King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is, what a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever God you reign. Yours is the kingdom, and yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever God you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Father, we would ask that you speak to us through your word. May it ring true in our hearts and minds. May it strengthen and challenge and comfort, Father, all the things that your living word is able to do. Speak to us through the message, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.